selfish. You ain't never think about nobody but yourself. Selfish. I don't really care. Wait until you come near my head. Help me.
You must be the only child, because you're so stingy. I just wanna go fuck wild when you don't defend me. I've been on the prowl, I've been counting minis. You didn't turn my heart so cold, I should work it freely. Darling, darling, I've been praying for you, for you.
I've been praying for you, I've been praying for you. I've been praying, I've been praying for you.
Darling, darling, I've been calling on God for you.
Excuses really all that you say. Better to play, you can't seem to share. Every other day you forget how to care. About me, about me. What about me, about me? Forget me, what about me? Used to be like BB.
You must be the only child, because you're so stingy. I just wanna go fuck wild when you don't defend me. I've been on the prowl, I've been counting minis. You didn't turn my heart so cold, I should work it freely.
Darling, darling, I've been praying for you, for you, for you.
You ain't never think about nobody but yourself.
Selfish.
I don't really care. Wait until you're gonna need my help.
Helpless.
You ain't never think about nobody but yourself.
Selfish.
I don't really care. Wait until you're gonna need my help.
Helpless.
Every move you make, man, I swear it seems suspicious. Lying through your teeth so I don't rush to get you kisses. Spiteful and malicious, hope that other chick got syphilis. Sick of this, hard to stomach now that and bricks. Hypocrite, punch you in your lip, oh you slipping sis. Used to arch my back for you and now I'm your arch nemesis. All men should be feminists, Donald Trump immigrants. I don't want to work it out, so cancel our dream membership. I'm elitist, don't believe me, I was make believe it. It was only one season. M.O.D. my money over, money over. You should stop breathing.
You must be the only child, because you're so stingy. I just wanna go fuck wild when you don't defend me. I've been on the prowl, I've been counting minis. You didn't turn my heart so cold, I should work it freely.
Darling, darling, I've been praying for you, for you.
I've been praying for you, I've been praying for you. I've been praying, I've been praying for you.
Darling, darling, I've been calling on God for you. No, for you.
The nation. such a strange vibration. People in motion. There's a whole generation with a new explanation. People in motion. People in motion. For those who come to San Francisco,
San Francisco really brings me back to the ocean. Oh my god, I have a scented candle in my room. Hypothetical scented candle in my room, because it is not fire code, but that is San Francisco scented apparently, and it smells really good. It smells like ocean and and it's like really good
apparently, but according to who?
According to me, and other people have smelled it and they like it. But mm-hmm. the same company I saw when I was out yesterday in Boston, the same company has a scented candle for Boston and for Massachusetts. And it smells bad. Like I'm sorry, Boston and Massachusetts people, but it smells bad. It's not good.
I guess it really speaks to the character of these respective cities.
It really does. And like, they really got it on the nose.
But you know what? I kind of like Boston. I think, you know, Boston has its...
It has its moments.
Has its moments, has its, you know, gems.
It's not a constant moment for me, but it has its little moments.
I also feel like you can't really compare the two cities. They're just so different in character and everything about them that they're almost, like, incomparable.
Yeah. But anyway, you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford, Test Freeform Radio.
Yeah, we're actually on here for another hour because we're subbing for Foxtrot.
Yeah, the show. So it's a Diarrhea Disco double edition.
Mm-hmm,
you're
yeah.
going to get double our favorites.
Yeah, it might be a lot, but it'll be fun.
Did you shower today?
Yeah, I did shower.
Oh, so you're not prepped for our next prompts, because I didn't shower. I'm feeling a little grimy.
A little grimy,
some may say. So
yeah, that leads into
that's our
next
prompt.
This is true.
Our best song ever to be grimy to.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you've had some kind of fixation about like being grimy. I think something about it draws you to grimy people because you're just very clean cut.
I am pretty clean cut.
Yeah, our
very
entire
clean cut, type A, and you know what? It's okay.
No, it is okay. It is okay. I can't even say I'm grimy.
Yeah,
I'm pretty clean cut myself, but not to the same extent as you. Like this man, he won't even wear sweatpants. I've never once seen him in a pair of sweatpants, and it's crazy to me.
Nurture, because I went to Catholic school where we had to wear a uniform every day, and so from a very young age it was ingrained in my head that you have to present nicely.
Wow, nature versus nurture really took over.
Yeah, and so that really kind of stuck with me.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I'm not saying anything bad about you not wearing sweatpants.
I had 9 years of wearing corduroys every single day and blue polo shirts.
That's tough. Congratulations for making
it out.
Through.
I made it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Survivor.
Right here.
So yeah, for grime, I chose Blade and Drain Gang. They're pretty grimy. There's not many. I feel like they're Tufts as overall is pretty clean cut.
Really?
I feel like it's not grimy.
There's a grimy scene. There's definitely
a
little corner of Tufts
culture, but it's not a culture.
It's not the culture. But also, what school do you know is kind of, like, grimy?
I feel like Emerson's grimy.
You're actually right. You're actually still right. I'm sorry for all you Emerson listeners who might be offended by this.
I feel like they love their griminess.
They embrace it.
Yeah, I feel like they're like, yeah, hell yeah, we're grimy.
Well, I can't speak for Emerson students. I have no idea. That's just how we as biased tough students view this other institution. I was also gonna choose Drain Gang, but I saw that you already chose it.
I claimed it.
So I was forced. No, I chose instead to. I chose instead 40 Days by Slow Dive. I don't know why, but something about Slow Dive just. I don't know. Aesthetically, it just makes me feel grimy. Like all of their album covers, even like their like sonically, their songs are kind of like they're kind of grimy. Like I don't know how else to say it. But I have been really listening to Slow Dive lately.
So you're just entering your grimy era? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know about that. I don't know if we're there yet. But I think it was just. You know, according to the availability heuristic, as we've learned in social psych. As some of us learned, because I actually read the textbook. But as some of us have learned, the availability heuristic is when, like, something's very fresh or available in your mind. And so you tend towards, you know, thinking and talking about this thing. And for me, I guess this thing is Slow Dive. So hope you enjoy.
Let's investigate. Let's see how grimy it really is.
Maybe not that grimy.
Well, let's be the judge. I'll be the judge of
which
that.
Speaks to how clean cut I am.
Yeah, my God.
I'm so high that I lost my mind. guess what?
What? I don't know.
Take another day in your life.
Can't name the feeling, man, that I get. All this shit, I'm going through a crisis. If you do this for me, you're the nicest. I'm the nicest, in my sleep, full of surprises. How many times I prayed three. I'm not anxious, gotta play the game. And it's free, but not painless. I slide D&G, Silver Link, a racer.
So yeah, that was Drain Gang. That was Blade.
Yeah.
And like listening to that in the studio, it's so good.
It hit different for real.
It hit diff for real.
Yeah, we heard it full volume.
Oh my god, you know who I hate as an artist?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Why is that?
I just hate her. She's a white feminist. I heard some people have had like IRL interactions with her that aren't great.
So like, you like hate her as like
a person. I like don't like
her. But you like her as an artist, right? No,
like I think she has some gems. Like, I think she has like some merit in like, I think 1989 is a good pop album. Like,
I agree.
There's a lot of good pop bangers. But as like an overall artist, mm-hmm. like I didn't listen to Folklore. Mm-hmm. I didn't listen to Evermore. I feel like I got caught up in the lore of them because there's such a lore.
The folklore of them?
The folklore behind Taylor Swift is like a lot. The Swifties go crazy.
Yeah.
And I got caught up into that because I was like,
you got caught up in it. Wow.
I know. There was a moment in my life and I was like, wow.
I wasn't aware of this. So back to 1989, like what are some of the bangers?
Some of the bangers, like Wildest Dreams. Blank Space, honestly, has merit as a song. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a good pop song.
I wouldn't
Shake It Off is bad.
Shake It Off. Shake It Off was a cultural moment, though. It was a cultural reset.
Not for me. It was a cultural reset, objectively. And that it was bad.
Yeah, that would play,
and I would be like, this is so bad.
But it was so ubiquitous during that period of time, you know? Like, you couldn't avoid it.
Yeah. I think Clean is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of Swifties like that one, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The Swifties love Clean.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah, if you like...
Anyways, my favorite is New Romantics.
Really?
From that album. From
New
that
Romantics?
Album series is New Romantics.
Yeah, apparently it's on the...
It's only on the deluxe edition.
Yeah.
It's like a deluxe song.
I wasn't aware.
Which is crazy, because I feel like it's a pretty well-known song.
Yeah.
It's pretty liked.
If you like it so much, then why do I never see you listening to it on Spotify?
What's up with that? Seamless transition, because our next prompt is songs that we have to turn off our Spotify listening activity to when we listen to it.
Out of shame.
Out of shame.
So because
these are
we care
some
about
fun, guilty pleasures, because life's a performance.
We care about how we are perceived. We very much do.
We never know who's going to see us listening to these songs.
This is true.
And for me, it's
all
New
your
Romantics
70
by
followers
Taylor Swift.
On Spotify.
Guys, follow me on Spotify. Junkleman.
Yeah.
And so what was your pick?
My pick? What was it? Oh, my pick was Kissing You by Miranda Cosgrove, a classic. I remember they played the music video on Disney Channel when it came out, I think.
She's a Nickelodeon girl, not Disney Channel.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, she is. She's a Nickelodeon girl. I'm sorry. Yeah, definitely. Also a cultural reset when she came out with that song.
I think, honestly, that's less embarrassing than Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think it's like there's like a nostalgic quality to it.
And it's valid. I think
it's valid, you think?
I think it's valid. If I see you listening to Kissing You by Miranda Cosgrove, I'll be like, oh, she's having a fun little moment. But if someone sees me listening to Taylor Swift, that's like a what?
And like, it's like 1989, which isn't like ironic in the way that like the earlier albums are.
Yeah. Like it's if like, I was listening to some he's Speak listening. Now. Like, that's, like, oh, fun nostalgia.
Mm-hmm. But like, she wears high heels, I wear.
That's, like, pretty recent.
It's pretty serious.
It's pretty swifty. Like, it's like, oh, you like Taylor Swift.
It's pretty but swifty, I but I think it falls in line with your clean-cut personality.
I have to preface that I don't like her. I'm not a Swiftie.
Are you sure about that?
I'm very sure I'm not a Swiftie.
I feel like you went on a whole little rant about how you love 1989. I think you can't backtrack now.
I think it's a good album. I think there's certain gems on it. Mm-hmm. I think it has merit as a pop album.
Okay, that's fair. I agree.
So yeah, let's listen to Kissing You. Maybe we'll kiss.
Maybe we will.
We don't know.
It's a will we won't. We'll let you
Maybe
know.
We'll kiss to Kissing You in the studio.
You'll find out, I guess.
Let's hear it.
Sparks fly. It's like electricity. I might die when I forget how to breathe. You get closer and then I'd rather be. Time stops, like everything around me is frozen, and nothing matters but these few moments when you open my mind to things I've never seen. 'Cause when I'm kissing you, my senses come alive.
We're all bored. We're all so tired of everything we wait for. Trains that just aren't coming. We show off our different scarlet letters. Trust me, mine is better. We're so young, but we're on the road to ruin. We play dumb, but we know exactly what we're doing. We cry tears of mascara in the bathroom. Honey, life is just a classroom.
Well, so I'd like to begin with a formal apology for all the things I said about New Romantics. Not necessarily Taylor Swift. I do think some of the things about her are fair, like about her being a white liberal. But New Romantics is such a good song.
It's good. Thank you for eating your words, because you were trash-talking me.
I wasn't exactly trash-talking you. I was just poking fun. I honestly think, objectively, I am a much bigger Taylor fan than you are. I'm exposing myself live on air. I had, let's just say, a lot of my likes. I have a lot of like songs from her. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, coming out as a Swiftie on air.
Not really a Swiftie. I can't say I'm that far into it, but gotta say, some of her songs really scratch an itch that no other song can.
In the meantime, I think you have a PSA.
Oh, I do have a PSA. So the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Edekman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. This is a PSA from WFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. Kind of fun because our sweet mate Annika works at the galleries.
At and TWAG.
TWAG, T-U-A-G. And I feel like she would love it if one of y'all paid a visit.
Shout out, Annika.
Shout out, Annika. The first WMFO GJ from our suite.
Yeah, she started a
she
trend.
She was the original. She's and now, original. What, how many? Four
yeah,
of us?
Yeah, four more people.
Five of us in total are
WMFOers.
Yeah, yeah, she really did something there.
Yeah. And so our next prompt, our next theme is eating alone in the dining hall.
Yeah. I feel like you used to have some controversial takes on it. Actually, not controversial. I think you just used to be averse to it. But then,
yeah, I don't love eating alone in the dining hall.
Then what happened?
I've like done it twice. It's like fine.
But it's not still bad. Not ideal.
It's not ideal.
Why
I don't
is that?
Love it. It's not my first pick. I feel like, I don't know. I think just meals with me, I feel like meals should be shared.
Mm.
I feel like eating alone, especially like dinners, is kind of sad.
Mm.
But I feel like meals themselves are a social thing.
You also place a lot of importance on food. I feel like you're very much a big food enthusiast. Not a foodie, because he doesn't like the connotations associated with foodie. Yeah. But
I'm also like, I don't know. I feel like I do stress meals. Like when I do things with people, like with friends, I'll be like, let's get a meal.
Yeah.
Let's like go out somewhere for lunch. Let's go out somewhere for dinner.
Yeah, you do.
I do. And I very much like, I need to eat. Like I know like I need to eat lunch. Mm-hmm. I need to eat dinner.
Yeah. Like people who forget
I don't
to
get it.
Eat meals. Like it, how like, does that happen?
It perplexes me so much. Like I don't yeah. get it. Because like how do you forget to eat? Like it's such like a routine thing in
yeah,
my head.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever. I think maybe we just love our food. And we love our friends. You
I
know?
Feel like when I do skip a meal, it's very cognizant. Like I'll know, like, oh, I ate here. Like I'm not hungry. It's
yeah,
okay.
It's
like,
it's a know, planned decision.
Yeah,
but
it's
also
not just like I forgot.
I don't know. We're very
know?
Type A people, so that has to do with that.
True.
We're very
yeah. I feel like honestly, okay. I feel like your pick for this prompt doesn't scream out to me as like eating alone. Like why
to
did
be
you
honest,
pick this song?
It doesn't scream out to me either. But I think. The rationale, I chose Savage Good Boy by Japanese Breakfast, Jay Brecky. And I think I just chose it because when I eat alone, especially in a place where there's other people, I just like to listen to some light music, some refreshing beats, if you will.
Some sick beats?
Some sick beats. No, I think I just tend to stay more mellow, more lighthearted because... I can't be, you know, crying at... I can't be, you know, crying in the
Duick.
Club, you know?
Crying at Duick?
Yeah, I can't
crying
be crying... This was a reference to Michelle Zahner, or Jay Brecky's book, Crying in H Mart, that I just finished. Really recommend it to everyone out there. I already plugged it on the show once. Gonna do it again, because
wow.
It was really good.
Right.
But yeah, there's not much of a deep reason for that song. What about you?
I chose Dancing on My Own by Robin. It's an amazing song. I think it really hits the mark on the head for, like, loneliness and, like, being alone. So that's why I picked
wow.
it. But it's also sad but euphoric. Like, it's such a sad song lyrically, but done in a happy, like, production style.
Wow.
Like, in a club anthem. So I feel like it's very fitting for eating alone in Duick. Because
you're,
like, you
sad
need
and something alone. Upbeat to
but you're
really
sad and,
uplift you.
Yeah, you're sad and alone. Everyone's, like, it's crowded. They're having their social moment, but you're alone.
Okay, but my take on it is that it's kind of nice. You get to people watch. You get to, you know, you get to actually enjoy your food. Because sometimes when you're eating with people, you're so focused on talking to them and being a part of the socialization that you forget to actually enjoy your food. And maybe, honestly, that's why everyone hates on the dining hall so much, because they're always there with people and they are not really paying attention to the flavor of their food.
What flavor? I disagree.
No disrespect to the Tufts dining workers.
You know, I feel like
they're doing so much.
They are.
It's actually not their fault either. It's definitely like
oh yeah, it's definitely not the workers' fault.
It's not the workers. They're just following the directions.
Yeah. So let's listen to Savage Good Boy. Let's listen to the Jeff Bezos Pilled song.
Yeah, wait, this song is about Jeff Bezos. Did you guys know?
I didn't know. I was passively listening to it once, half asleep on a plane, and I was like, I get it, but I really didn't get it. And I was like, oh, it's so cute. I'm gonna be
you thought it was about love.
And I was like, no, I actually don't. That's Jeff Bezos. Never mind. Yeah. So let's listen.
I wanna be a man. Thank you.
Wow, I'm so surprised. Angela didn't know that song.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm kind of out of touch in many ways, but
that's such a good song.
This is one of them.
All right, our next prompt is the best song
to destroy your individuality complex. Yes, I feel like both of us have very prominent individuality complexes. Yeah. And sometimes, you know what? They needed to be, you know, brought down. We needed to sit down.
Yeah.
We need to be humble.
My song is Unlock It by Charlie XCX. I love this song. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing her on Wednesday. House
at the Royal. Oh, not the Royal.
Okay, Blues. Sorry. We're seeing her. I am a Charlie XCX stan, not to play into any gay stereotypes, but yes, I do love Miss Charlie XCX. Mm-hmm. I was her top 0.001% of listeners in 2021. I don't know if that's a flex or not, but
I think you're framing it in a flex.
I'm framing it as a flex, but it's also a little embarrassing because it's a lot.
Big Angel out here.
Yeah, yeah. It was like 9 days worth of music listening.
Straight.
Like, if from front to back, 9 whole days.
You're just so dedicated to her.
And one of those whole days was listening to Unlock It, apparently.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's really good. And so this is a shock to my individuality complex because it became a TikTok song and it has had a little dance to it. And I liked the song pre-TikTok.
Way before
TikTok. It was my top song in 2022. Or 2020 also. So I was ahead of the curve. I was always an Unlock It stan. And then TikTok mm-hmm. found it. And, you know, I love this song so much that people came up to me after it became a TikTok song. Knowing I love the song, being like, how do you feel about it becoming a TikTok song? Like, they're like, do you like how it's getting more exposure, or do you not like how people know it now? And I was like, you know, I'm glad Charlie's getting the exposure, but I don't want this song to be exposed, because now whenever I listen to it, I feel a little basic, because I'm afraid people think I only know it from TikTok, but little do they know, I'm a big angel.
Yeah, big angel. I guess in that way, you're also a very big gatekeeper, because you like to keep your music to yourself. But you know what? I am too. What can I say about it?
What was your pick?
What was my pick? Oh, I chose Chase Long by Wet Leg. I don't know if that's actually how you say it, but the reason behind it is because I found this song like in the beginning of the summer. I found this song at the beginning of the summer, and I was like, wow, this is, like their first song. Like, they never released a song before this. Like, I'm so ahead of the curve. They're so good. And then I get to Tufts, you know, because, you know, fall semester or whatever, and it turns out that, like, a lot of people know it. And then I was like, I literally am not an individual. I don't have my own music taste. I don't have my own musical interests. I'm just one among the masses. So, but it's still a good song. I really like it. And it turns out, now that they have like a whole album out, this one is one of their breakout singles.
Awesome. Yeah, so you were ahead of the curve. Them for them.
I guess.
In your own respect.
In my own respect, and not completely.
Not in the Tufts context.
Not in the Tufts context. Yeah. So it kind of destroyed my individuality complex.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Mm-hmm. But let's take a listen. Let's unlock it.
Lock it, lock it, lock it, lock it, lock it, lock it. Unlock it, lock it, lock it, lock it, lock it. Beautiful. Roller coaster ride in the fast lane. Got the roof down, kiss me hard in the rain. You got the candy colored eyes, pink and gold chain. Million dollar babe, rip it all like I'm propane. You're on my mind, I'm feeling kind of nervous, but I like it. Take my t-shirt off and do it right. You're on my mind, I'm feeling like an astronaut watching the world all alone, just you and I. Roller coaster ride. Got the roof down, kiss me hard and now I'm pouring rain. Yeah,
could be my Valentino, yeah. If you want my heart, then don't you drop it. I'm right here right in your pocket. Never stop it.
Great swimmer, make you hit them high notes like you a tenor. Tell a big appetite, girl, you my dinner. I know they can do you, but I can do it better. Bring me out to London, yeah. I can show you something, yeah. Unlock your clothes off, your body give you loving, yeah. Cause that's how we do. We do all it need to. We do top, we see through. I like the preview. We not the yaker, but we on the way. We on the surfboard, yeah, we riding way. Let's get it going, girl, let's underlay. Let's underlay, sip this champagne.
I'm looking. chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long. On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long. On the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long.
So yeah, I think this is gonna be our last prompt, mm-hmm. our last little set, and it's songs that'll get us on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we both went pretty throwback on this one.
Yeah, yeah. What did you choose?
I chose Fetty Wap, 679.
Iconic.
Iconic. Fetty Wap is iconic. Bring back Fetty Wap.
Yeah. What happened to Fetty Wap?
Fetty Wap fell off. I don't know.
Flop
but
era.
679, Trap Queen, like mm-hmm. those will get me on the floor.
They will. I've witnessed it firsthand.
They're so good.
They're fun.
They're such fun songs.
Yeah. This is true.
What did you pick?
I chose Plain Jane Remix. Very important that it's the remix featuring Nicki Minaj. I think it really makes the song.
Yeah.
It's a song that I've really been fixated on recently. I first listened to it back in high school, as one does. Also because, you know, my roots in hypothetical Livingston, New Jersey were like pretty deep, you know. Mm. Everyone around me was listening to Plain Jane. I was listening to Plain Jane. And I really grew a liking for it, and this liking continues, you know, to this day. I think it's an essential.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Young Money. Ayo, Ferg.
Yeah. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Ferg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch, Prezi Plain Jane. Yamagini chain, rest in peace to my superior. Hermes Linga feed a village in Liberia. TMZ taking pictures causing my hysteria. Mama see me on BT and start tearing up. I'ma start killing niggas, how'd you get that tripe? I attended Harlem picnics where you risk your life. Uncle used to skim work, selling Nicks at night. I was only 8 years old, watching Nick at night. Uncle Psycho was in that bathroom bucket. Life to his gut, daddy don't cut him. Suicidal thoughts brought to me with no advisory. He was pitching dummies, selling fiends, mad ivory. Grandma had the arthritis in her hands, bad. She was popping pills like rappers in society. I'll f*** your bitch for the irony. I said meet you at your if your keep eyeing me. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Berg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch, Prezi Plain Jane. Ride with the mob, alhamdulillah. Check in with me and do your job. Berg is the name, Bimbola did the chain. Tono for the watch, Prezi Plain Jane. Find me mobbing with my clicker song. Yeah, yeah. Mobbing with my clicker song. Hey. Mobbing with my clicker song.
Queens for the kings and the queens.
Hey yo, I'ma explain why you probably never see me. I push a Lamborghini, choke your magic like Houdini. My body shaped like genie, booty dreamy, waist is teeny. Yes, I told him to get titles, so he stream me when he leave me. I go hard in the booth, Biggie vibes, give me the loot. I'm a classy millionaire, this ain't got the coof. C-O-U-T-H, cause you can't spell it either. If I call him, then he coming home, running Derek Jeter. This must be eating F because I swear to by them fetus. You know that you my son, I should've scrapped you as a fetus. All these rockin' inches cause they followin' the leader. I should switch it up on hoes and rock a afro
go like Lupita's.
I don't keep up with the Joneses, but I do know Captain Zeta. I'm with Candace, Titi, Tembi, and Viola, mi amiga. They gotta check in with the queen. I'm the alpha, the omega, everything in between. Oh, ride with Minaj, mashallah. Check in with me, then do your job. Queen is the name, Raffaello did the chain. This is Monse, Patty Plain Jane. Ride with Minaj, mashallah. Check in with me, then do your job. Queen is the name, Raffaello did the chain. This is Monse, Patty Plain Jane. Eat a Barbie X or something. Eat a Barbie X or something. Eat a Barbie X or something. Eat a Barbie X or something.
Easy on the beat.
Really know this here for the city, nigga. Gold chains, plain chains, and all that good stuff.
Some fine wine though, and when it's over I press rewind though. Hey, you talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my trues for some robbers. You playing Batman, Fetty's gonna rob her. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38.
I'm she's fine, wonder when she'll be mine. She walk past, I pray.
Is it money or it's me? I smoke 20, smell-o. I got honeys in my V. They like Monty, can you be my baby daddy? I'm like, yeah. I got robins on my jeans. You see the wings on every pair. All you see is Remy boys. You know my n***s everywhere. And if somebody got a problem, we could meet up anywhere. Now go say some. Don't you play dumb.